Colin, can you talk about just the time you guys spent at the combine together and just your respect and impressions of Cam?
He's a great guy. Have a lot of respect for him and his game.
Any memories from that week together in Indianapolis? Any stories you can give us?
I think the biggest thing is going in, I really didn't know too much about him. He was a really cool dude. He was real laid back and just a good person.
Colin, as you prepare for this game, what do you see differently in the Panthers now compared to when you played them the first time?
They haven't changed too much. I mean, they're a very physical front seven. They're very fast, very athletic. They put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. That's something we have to be ready for.
On the flip side, how have you guys changed?
We have different personnel now, so we're able to do a few more things.
Speaking of that personnel, Crabtree, obviously, he was a big target of yours last week. What difference does he make in this offense?
He's another weapon for us, another threat on the field, and defenses have to account for him.
Colin, statistically, I think that was one of your worst games as a pro. What did the Panthers do, and what do you think is going to be different this time?
I think it was more what we did to ourselves. We didn't execute the way we should have, and I didn't play well.
What specifically were you what parts of your game did you think suffered?
I didn't make throws I should have.
Were the receivers open?
There were windows to complete passes.
So do you use that game as a motivation, or do you put that behind you?
Both. You have to take what you can, learn from it, and move on to this one.
When you spent some time with Cam, did you guys talk about this possibility about, you know, just meeting in a big game, a big stage, you guys being amongst the last eight teams, you know, left here going for a Super Bowl?
No, we talked more about trying to get drafted and where we were going to end up.
What do you see in his game in terms of, do you see any glints of yourself in him? And, you know,
I think we have some similarities in our style of play. I mean, he's a great player. He does a lot of things well.
Do you anticipate this game having more offense than the first time y'all played?
We'll find out on Sunday.
What makes you guys, you know, being a good road team? I think you've won the two road games that you played now, and what do you think is that mindset that really helps you on the road?
Just that we have to go out and get a win no matter what.
Besides the passing struggles you talked about in that first game, did they do anything particularly special to kind of limit your running ability?
I think they had base rules for our run game. I don't think it was anything special drawn up for us.
How much does Michael Crabtree mean to your offense?
He means a great deal.
All right, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up. Colin's got to run to meetings.
Thank you.